The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on this Wednesday afternoon. Cool, chilly, damp, dreary. Typical fall. Not really. Hasn't this been a spectacular fall in the state of Ohio? I make no secret about it. I hate Ohio winters. Every winter, I think, what in the world am I doing here? And, join us. Why don't we go south for the winter? I wish we could, but that's not possible. But I love the fall, and this has been one of the most beautiful falls in my recent memory. It has just been spectacular because it's been so dry. A lot of people thought that we weren't going to have any colors. The colors have been beautiful. The weather has been spectacular. And maybe I can survive winter and look forward to spring. But anyway, welcome. It is just a great opportunity and privilege and honor to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you are on that side of the microphone. And by the way, our Bible League campaign is done, over, finished. And I think we ended at like 164% of our goal. So thank you. Again, I know that I've thanked you a lot, but I am overwhelmed with the generosity of this audience and your love for God, God's word, and God's people. You are an absolutely incredible group of people. And I thank you. Well, we're certainly keeping an eye on the wildfires in California. They are popping up all over Southern California. The latest outbreak last night and early this morning in Simi Valley. And it is now threatening the Reagan Library. The Ronald Reagan Library has been evacuated. It has been a mandatory evacuation. They are battling the fires around the library. And it's fascinating. I didn't know this. It certainly makes sense. Every year, I have not been to the Ronald Reagan Library, would love to go, but have driven close to it. And I know the area, and it's a drive with a lot of brush. And every year they bring in hundreds of sheep and goats to eat down the brush and the vegetation because that's a fire hazard. So that's a good thing. I don't know whether they've evacuated the sheep and the goats. But anyway, that would be an unspeakable tragedy if the fire would come to the library itself. But they brought in extra planes and helicopters and firefighters and so forth, and let's hope and pray. You say, well, Bob, what about people's homes? That's really important. I mean, it really is. But individual homes, usually people have enough time to get the most important possessions, their photographs, their pictures, and get out. And the house can be rebuilt. The Reagan Library, there is so much history there that could not be rebuilt. So anyway, fires are, and by the way, they're having winds of 60 to 80 to 90 miles. That's hurricane force winds driving these flames. Got an email from one of our Salem, most of you know our Salem headquarters is in California, in Camarillo. One of our senior vice presidents, a wonderful, wonderful, godly man. The fires are approaching his house, and it looks like he will have to evacuate as well, and asked us to pray, and we certainly will. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people impacted by these fires in Southern California. Please pray for them. You know, that's thousands of miles away, and it seems so remote and away from us, but these are real people, and they're losing their homes, and pray for them. Pray for them. And by the way, pray for the firefighters. This is dangerous stuff. When you are fighting this kind of fire with 60 to 90 mile an hour winds, the direction of those winds can change in a heartbeat and put firefighters in extremely life-threatening conditions in minutes. This is dangerous stuff. Not only is it difficult, hard, dirty, exhausting, it is incredibly dangerous. So pray for the firefighters as well. And then I turn from this to the ludicrous, the silly, and yet the sad. You may remember a few years ago, the PC social justice warriors went on a rampage about the winter song, the Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside. Famous, I mean, you know, it's been around for years and years and years and years. It's been a hit. During the wintertime and at Christmas, Baby It's Cold Outside. Well, the PC police a few years ago started attacking that. A whole bunch of radio stations across America stopped playing it because it was politically incorrect. You know, here's this guy getting this girl to stay, and she wants to leave, you know, well, anyway. So, again, a whole bunch of radio stations stopped playing it in order to be politically correct. Well, this holiday season, the words have been rewritten and re-recorded by none other than Kelly Clarkson and John Legend. Yeah. Yeah. Kelly Clarkson and John Legend. And they've taken out the offensive lyrics that implied that the guy was a predator and the woman was helpless. They've taken that out. And they have replaced it with pro-abortion language. Say what? This harmless winter Christmas song? Yeah. No, I'm not making this up. Part of the new lyrics that John Legend and Kelly Clarkson are recording says, quote, "What will my friends think?" Kelly Clarkson sings. John Legend says, "I think they should rejoice. If I have one more drink, it's your body and your choice." What in the world does that have to do with Baby It's Cold Outside? It's your body and your choice. That, of course, is a catchphrase from the pro-abortion people. It's your body, it's your choice. Your body, your choice. Somehow, they have put in this politically correct pro-abortion, pro-choice lyrics into this classic winter song. I'm telling you, folks, the left destroys everything they touch. Even old classic songs. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I wish, you know, we have a big staff like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck. We don't, and that's okay. But the reason sometimes I wish that, I honestly wish that we could go back probably 15 years on this program. I think it was probably about 15 years ago. I was talking about the fact that once you start redefining marriage, family, relationships, there is no stopping the redefinition. You know, at first it was, well, we're going to redefine as one man, one woman, two men, two women. We'll never go any further than that. And I operate on some basic principles. And one of them, you hear me say it all the time, and I do this not just to be cute or catchy, but I believe it with all my heart. One of the principles you hear me discuss constantly is, if you begin traveling down a particular road, a particular path, don't look where it will take you in 5 miles, 10 miles. Look at where it'll take you in 500 miles or 1,000 miles. Because when we're dealing with moral issues and you make a decision to go down a particular path, it is almost impossible to make a U-turn. You will continue to go farther and farther and farther. And so if you begin redefining a family unit or marriage to whatever whim somebody has, well, then the whim of somebody else will take you just a little bit further. I was talking about this on the air, and I had a lesbian call into the program, and she was mad at me. And this is why I wish we could replay it. She was furious with me because I said, if we now accept two men or two women in a committed relationship to each other, the next step is polygamy. That's the next step. And she was furious at me. And I, why are you so angry? She says, we will never accept polygamy. That's ridiculous. How dare you say that accepting my lesbian relationship will lead to polygamy? And she was yelling at me. And she was telling me that her lesbian relationship was fine, but polygamy was terrible. She thought polygamy was terrible. It was awful. I said, well, why? You're redefining marriage from what it has been throughout the history of civilization. So what is to stop us from taking that redefinition, just the next step, to polygamy? And again, she was just furious with me and was insistent, we will never do that. We rejected polygamy. Well, back in those days, 15 years ago, we were not using the term polyamory. Today, we are. And actually, polyamory just simply means sexual relationships with several people, regardless of their gender. It could be three men, one woman. It could be one woman, three men. It could be two men, three women. It could be three men, two women. It's just, but no marriage involved. I think polyamory is far worse than polygamy, because at least with polygamy, there is a commitment to each other, a marriage vow. I don't think it's right. I don't approve. But I think polyamory is worse. And so I said to her 15 years ago, I said, you watch, this will become acceptable. Headline today, is polyamory next? Activists push to legally accommodate multi-partner relationships. I read to you last week a story out of Great Britain where there is a movement among polyamorous individuals in Great Britain to get medical coverage for multiple partners, to rewrite the laws in Great Britain to accept polyamory. But the same arguments with same-sex couples. Well, if it's two men, they go to the hospital and the husband of the man wants privileges and rights, you know, and so we have rewritten our laws to accept that. Well, in Great Britain, this movement has been going on for quite some time. Now it is coming to America. Again, here's the headline today. Is polyamory next? Activists push to legally accommodate multi-partner relationships. A brewing push is afoot to overhaul laws to accommodate polyamorous relations, euphemistically known as consensual non-monogamous arrangements. You ready? In a recent CBS News interview, yeah, it's going mainstream, CBS, self-described LGBT legal activist Diana Adams explains she intends to support non-traditional families, including polyamorous ones, before the law has caught up. There are significant holes in coverage for families that don't fit into the two-person marriage situation. Here we have CBS News in America giving sympathetic coverage to people in polyamorous relationships. I told you so. 15 years ago, I said, it's coming. It's coming. Well, it's here. Once you redefine marriage and change what God has designed for family and marriage, there is no stopping. There is no limit. There is no end. This group wants their way. This group wants their way. Book of Judges in the Old Testament. There was no king in Israel, and everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. When God is no longer king in our culture, everyone does that which is right in their own eyes. Be aware, it's coming.